Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Keaton Lemon, a Carroll High School graduate, has recently joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After successfully completing his field training, Lemon will next attend the local Corrections Academy, a 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, and first aid, equipping officers for assignments in county jails throughout Michigan. Cass River Pet Friends and Thumb Animal Shelter received a grant from Meyer Store No. 315 in Bad Axe after applying earlier this year. Both organizations express their gratitude and honor at being selected, especially in light of the ongoing financial challenges faced by animal rescues and shelters, which have seen a drop in donations and a rise in the number of homeless animals. The grant is expected to provide significant help for animals in both counties served by the organizations. Special thanks were given to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for their dedication to animal care, as well as to Lavender for aiding in the grant application process. Daylight saving time will begin at 2 a.m. tomorrow, November 2nd. With clocks being set back an hour, the change will be automatic for most smartphones, computers, tablets, and other digital devices. However, those who use an analog clock will manually have to make the time change, and your VCR if you still have one of those. The change means earlier sunrises, shorter afternoons, and earlier sunsets. For those of you who are unsure what to do for the time changes that happen in Michigan and in March and November, the easiest way to remember how to change time goes is in the fall time you fall back 1 hour, and in the springtime you spring forward 1 hour. In 2005, President George W. Bush enacted the energy bill that extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. Fire departments urge changing the batteries in smoke and carbon monoxide detectors when they are changing the clocks.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And continued staffing shortages in air traffic control facilities are causing delays at airports as the government shutdown nears the one-month mark. Controllers have been working without pay since the shutdown began on October 1st, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been warning that travelers will see more flights delayed or canceled the longer they go without a paycheck. The Federal Aviation Administration reported staffing-related delays on Friday at airports in Boston, Nashville, Houston, Dallas, and Newark, New Jersey. Most controllers are continuing to work mandatory overtime 6 days a week during the shutdown. Duffy says that leaves little time for a side job to help cover bills, mortgage, and other expenses unless controllers haul out. And federal judges have ruled that the Trump administration must continue funding SNAP during the government shutdown. Friday's decisions came just before the Department of Agriculture planned to halt payments to the program. SNAP serves about 1 in 8 Americans and is a key part of the social safety net. The announcement of the potential freeze had caused concern among states, food banks, and recipients. Some states even considered using their own funds to maintain the program. It's unclear how quickly benefits can be reloaded onto debit cards, a process that usually takes 1 to 2 weeks. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.